It's Crazy Money Day. Hey, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Do you own any cryptocurrencies? Blockchain News reported that Visa card holders spent over $1 billion in crypto during the first half of 2021. They're committed to taking cryptocurrencies mainstream. Visa CFO said, "We're doing a lot to create an ecosystem that makes cryptocurrency more usable and more like any other currency." He noted that people are exploring ways to use cryptos in ways they'd use normal currencies. Recent MasterCard research found that 93% of North American consumers plan to use cryptocurrency or other emerging payment technology, such as biometrics or QR code systems, in the next year. It's our responsibility as stewards to know what's going on in the world of finance. I believe that governments will be forced to attempt to regulate all forms of digital currencies in the future. They want to maintain their desire to exercise global monetary policy. A central bank digital currency will come with pros and cons. Meanwhile, investors are experiencing wild swings in crypto prices. Some experts say this will eventually drive them back to gold. Although the security and longevity of Bitcoin has yet to be seen, companies like Visa are proving that people are interested in making it work. What really matters is that it all belongs to God. The cattle on a thousand hills, the silver, the gold, and the crypto. Our job is to seek His wisdom and to steward wisely. In my new book, Seven Gray Swans, I describe potentially significant events that could happen. In fact, most of them are happening before our eyes. A gray swan's an obvious danger we tend to ignore. My goal is to show you how to prepare for and survive these economic threats. The ebook is available now at Amazon.com.